Okay, we're up to the middle of Bikurim. We are in the middle of the parsha of Bikurim. We are in a perek chavav, parshas kisavai. Parsh kisavai pasuk. We're up to pasuk dalid. Pasuk dal v'lakach ha'koyin ha'tenem yodecha v'yinichoy lefnei mizbach Hashem lokecha. The koyin will take the basket from the person's hands, and he will v'yinichoy. He will place it lifnei before Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so here the person is coming to bring the Bikurim, and the Kohen takes the basket and puts it before the Mizbech. Rashi, Pasuk Dalet. The Lokecha Kohen Tatenim Yadecha Lohanifa. So Rashi says, the goal here is to wave. Kohen Meiniach Yodoi Tachas Yad HaBa'olim Omeinif. Rashi emphasizes that the Kohen is going to wave the basket. He puts his hand underneath the hand of the owner, and together they wave the basket together. So it would appear that when it says v'lokach and v'hini choy, the word v'hini choy seems to imply that Rashi translates the word v'hini choy to wave. Now let's see why is Rashi saying this. Pasuk Dalet in the Targum. Targum is v'yisav, kohana, sala. The word v'yisav means he will take the kohana, sala, the basket, min yidoch, from his hand. And here is where you see the Machlokes Rashi. You see why Rashi said what he said. The Targum says now, V'yach Sinei. The translation of the word V'yach Sinei means he will put down. Lashon of Hanocha, to rest. Kodom before Mad B'chod HaShem Elokach. In this very nice parish, he makes the point of saying that you have here a disagreement between Unkelis and Rashi as to the translation of the word vihi nichoi. He says something here very fascinating. The word hanocha means to move. Really, Rashi is right. How do you know it? Pasuk in Shemois, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Lech nichei es ha'om. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and lead the people. Nichei means travel, move. Get the show on the road. Get the people to move, to proceed, to continue on their journey. Nechei. The word Nechei has three letters. Nun, Ches, He. That is the two of those letters. Nun, Ches is the Sharish of the word Vihi, Ni, Choi. Nun, Ches. So the word Vihi, Ni, Choi can mean to move. Thus, Rashi said the word v'hini choy doesn't mean that you shall take the basket and put the basket on the floor. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to put the basket on the floor? It's dirty on the floor. It's going to get dirty. People step on the floor. Why would you put the basket on the floor? The word v'hini choy means you shall wave it. Like lech nechei asom. So now this is a great example of where you have Rashi and Unkelis and you really get an appreciation that we've been fooled all along, that when we read Rashi, we always read Rashi in a vacuum. It's really amazing. This idea comes out a million times over. All the years you learn Rashi. I don't learn Rashi all that much, but whenever you learn Rashi, in high school, you learn a lot of Rashi. It's great. You learn Rashi, and you always get the impression that whatever Rashi says, you know, Rashi says whatever he wants to say. No, Rashi, more often than not, is responding to the Unkelis. Unkelis, you translated the word vihini choy to mean to put down on the ground? I disagree with you. That's not what the word vihini choy means. Vihini choy means to wave. And Rashi seems to prove his point, because if the word vihini choy means to put down on the ground, why do you need the koyin to take it from the owner? Let the balabas himself put it down on the ground. The kohen has to take it and put it on the ground. You brought it. You put it on the ground. It must be, no one's putting it on the ground. You're going to wave it together. V'lokach ha'kohen atenem yodecha v'hini kohen, will wave it. So you take and need the kohen to wave together with the balabas. And that's why Rashi begins his parish Pasuk Dalet of Lokachad Lohanif Oisai, to wave it. Koyein Meniach Yodei Tachas Yarabal Mameinif. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Hei V'Onisa V'Yamarta. So simply that means you will raise your voice and you will say, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, Arami, and Arami, Oyved, Ovi, and Arami, destroy. The word Oyved is in the present tense. Oyved, Oved, we translate it in the past tense. And Arami, Oved means destroyed. Okay, Oved, Ovi, my father, Vayered Mitzrayma. We then went down to Egypt, Vayogar Sham, we dwelt there, Bimseim, with a few people, small in number, and few in number, Bimseim, Ot. Vayihi Sham, they were there, they became there, Lugoi Godol, Otsa, mighty, Varovin, numerous. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Hey. Rashi says, Vionisa, Rashi here is saying, Vionisa means, Lashoin Haramas Kol. Raise your voice loud. Don't whisper. When you make this declaration, the declaration shall be made audible. It should be loud. Arami oyved avi. So Rashi explains, Maskir chaste amagma. When you bring your bikurim, you have to now mention the kindness, the acts of kindness of Hashem. Arami oyved avi. Rashi tells us, who is the Arami? Arami means a man from the nation of Aram. Aram is a massively large country. Arami, Lavan, it's Lavan. Lavan here is the Arami. Bikesh la'akares akol when? Kisharadaf achar Yaakov. When Lavan, when Yaakov Avinu escaped with Rachel and Leah after working for 20 years, and he did not say goodbye. He did not say goodbye to the Shver. Okay, Meir, did he say goodbye to the Shviga? The only thing it says is he didn't say goodbye to the Shver. Maybe he said goodbye to the Shviga. He ran away from the Meir. You're not listening? If Meir was... Meir, you hear what I just said?
The Shviga was dead.
What?
The Shviga was dead.
The Shviga, how do you know she was dead? Who says she was dead? Who says?
Because it's not mentioned. Everyone knows that Terech went with Avram, right?
A Shviga never dies. A Shviga never dies. The torture goes on forever.
Why? Because she always in her daughter, huh?
A Shviga never goes away. A Shviga is always there. So Arami, Ovi Ravi, Arami, Lovin, Bikashakas, Akolash, Kesherodav, Yaakov, Acha Yaakov, Kesherodav, Acha Yaakov. When Yaakov knew he left, he did not tell the father-in-law, Olavan, goodbye. He picked himself up and he left after 20 years. So what happened? It took 3 days for Lovin to figure out what happened. He pursued, hot pursuit. He pursued him, chased him, and he would have killed him. He would have killed him. The Torah tells us over here, the Torah tells Oyved, Machshava Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misaf L'maisa. The Torah is telling us testimony that Lavan planned to murder Yaakov Avinu. And because he planned to do it, it's as if he did it in his eyes. Incredible thing, incredible, like a Ben Sayra Meira, Nidin Al Shem Sayra. The Torah puts his testimony. And Hashem came to him in a dream the night before and said to him, don't you dare touch Yaakov Avinu. Uveshvil shechoshav la'asais rash, choshav loy hamokam kilu osa. She'umois oivdei elilim, the nations who worship idols, choshev lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshav v'kamaisa, Lavan was an idol worshipper. That's what it says. How could it be? How could it be after 20 years of Yaakov Avinu living with Lavan that Yaakov was not mashpi upon him? The Edim, you find so many times in this modern world today where you have parents who are totally, totally irreligious and their children become frum. And when they become frum, the parents become frum. And not just for make-believe, they're sincere. You find this over and over again that the children have enormous influence on the parents when it comes to religious matters. So how could it be that Yaakov Avinu, he married Rachel and Leah, and after 20 years, he had no impact upon his father-in-law, Lavan, to the point where Rashi says that he wanted to murder him, and by the umois oivdei elilim, Rashi is calling Lavan an idol worshipper. How could it be? After 20 years, nothing rubbed off? It's an unbelievable. Well, what's the pshat? I don't know. I don't know the answer. She'umois oivdei elilim, choyshev lo kashpech ma'achshav v'kemais v'ayer mitzrayma, v'oid acherim bo'leinu l'chaloseinu. other nations. So when it says Vayeri, Lavan wasn't the only one. Lavan was not the only one who wanted to destroy us. Other nations wanted to destroy us. Sha'achre Zos, Yarad, Yaakov, Lemitzrayim. And in Egypt, the Goyim wanted to destroy us. Okay, now, it's interesting. When Yaakov went down to Egypt, no one wanted to destroy him. No one wanted to destroy Yaakov. It was only his children, his descendants. It was 210 years later. Okay, but Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim and they wanted to destroy us. Okay, so if this is Rashi, Rashi is making that. We know the rule. The rule is, of this shiur, is everything that Rashi says is suspect. Everything Rashi says in this shiur, we automatically assume is a response. There's nothing in Rashi that's just said in the vacuum. It's a response to the Targum. At least the Targum Unkelus. And now let's see the Targum Unkelus. Pasuk Hey, Visosif. That is an explosive word. The word visosiv is explosive. Because the word visosiv means, in English, respond. To respond. I never knew this until today, until I was preparing before the shiur. This is incredible. I'm going to read you what it says over here on the side in this parish. Really, everyone should get this. By the way, I can't even get a hold of one more copy of this. The copy that I have of this sefer, called Ma'at Sari, I'm telling you, is gold. This sefer is no sefer in the whole world like this. Because there are a lot of svarim on Targum. There really are. There are a lot of svarim on Targum. But this one has gone through every single one. Every single sefer that was ever published on Targum, he read, he compiled, and he put together the best of the best, plus his own stuff. This sefer, and I went to this, and this sefer, it was incredible hashkocha pratis for the shiur, because I was really wanting to do it because of Art School put out an edition. Truth is, Art School is unbelievable, but this is really, it's different. Okay, it's different. They're both very good, and I went daven Friday night on my block, an outdoor minyan Friday night, totally outdoors, massive social distancing. The person who is an ovel, his brother died, and they're very, very makbid on social distancing and all that stuff. And we daven outside in the backyard, and on the table was this chumash from the neighbor. And I couldn't believe what I was reading. I just picked it up, and I asked, "Can I borrow it?" He says, "Yeah, you can borrow it, of course." So I borrowed it, and then I just stole it. Basically, I stole it. Right, in a few months, I stole it, and then he says to me, "You know, the chumash you borrowed, you know, when are you giving it back?" I said to him, "You know, I went to the store to buy it. It's sold out. Can't get it. I have to go online and try to track it down." So this sefer is really gold. And it says over here, like this. Look what it says over here. Lashon, I'm reading over here what it says over here in this sefer. Lashon teshuva. The translation of the sosiv means respond. Kosav ha'ibn Ezra. Yitochein. He picks up on the Targum. It's very possible. I don't know where he gets this, because you go learn the Mishnayis, you learn Masechta Bikurim, you learn Mishnayis, Masechta Bikurim. Where does he get this? Sheyish'alu ha'koyhanim ma'zeh shehevesa. A whole new world. When the farmer brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, there is a ceremony. And the ceremony begins with the Kohanim ask the Balabais, "What do you have in your hand? What is this?" You walk into the Beis HaMikdash holding in your hand a basket of fruit? What is this? What is this? What do you got in your hand? And the farmer responds, Ve'onisa, you are responding to a question. Okay, we've all been brought up learning Rashi. The word Vionisa means raise your voice, which we assume to mean you come into the Beis HaMikdash, and you stand there, and the Kohen's ready to receive you, and the first one that opens up their mouth is the farmer. The farmer says, Arami oived avi. No, 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 that's not the way it goes. There's a ceremony. There's a siddur. There's a nusach. And the nusach begins, Sir, what do you have in your hands? And now you respond. It's she'ela u'seshuva. Because the word Vyanisa means a response to a question. Now that we've read this one word in the Targum, and we have elucidated this one word with what it says in the Ibn Ezra, we now know why Rashi commented on this word. Rashi says, with all due respect, I disagree with Unkelus. Vyanisa does not mean to respond. I hold Vyanisa l'shoyin haramas kol. Okay, so we've uncovered the mystery of why Rashi is making this statement. Rashi here is coming to disagree. There's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashi and Unkelus. What does the word Vyanisa mean? Does it mean to respond? Or does it mean to raise your voice? L'may nafkamina. First of all, do you have to raise your voice? According to Rashi, you must raise your voice. According to Unkelus, you don't have to raise your voice. You can whisper. You can say the parasha of Bikurim in a whisper. Another nafkamina, who asked the first question? According to Rashi, the Kohen asked the first question. According to Unkelus, who asked the first question? No one asked the first question. The first question is just a... There is no question. It's just a statement. Now, according to Unkelus, it's beautiful why this section is selected for the Haggadah. These psukim here is the chandelier, is the centerpiece of the Haggadah, the Lel Haggadah. Why? Because the Haggadah is She'ela U'seshuva. Ma nishtana lel hazeh mikol halelas shebchol hazanochlim. Questions. The child asks the questions and the parents give a response. So why did Chazal select from all the different sections of the Torah, Bedavka, Parshas Kisavai, to elaborate on Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because this is also question-answer. The Kohen asks the question, and the Balabayis gives the answer. So it fits perfectly in the theme of the Haggadah. The Haggadah, we know, has to be Vigat Levincha Bayim Hulimar. You shall relate. In the Parsha Bikurim, it says, Higadti Hayoim. Okay, it says, Higadti Hayoim. That's how it... You make that declaration. And also, it's not just Haggadah, it's the Onisa. And according to Targum, it is a response, not a statement. Okay, now, let's go further in the Targum. Now, by the way, once we're telling this, he points out over here is that you should know this is a big, big controversy. What exactly the word Vyanisa? Ibn Ezra says to respond. Rashi says, raise your voice. And there's another Perushim, the Ramban learns it means to begin. Vyanisa means you shall begin. Let's start from the beginning. Mitzachila. The word it means it's from the beginning. And the Zoyar, he brings out a Zoyar parashva Yishlach, it means testimony. Inisa means you shall testify. Loisa'ane v'reacha. Just like the word loisa'ane v'reacha, eit shoker. Don't testify against your brother falsely. The word there, ta'ane, same letters. Ayin nun means to testify. So sachakol, there are four translations for the one word Vyanisa. Rashi, that we're most brought up with, you shall raise your voice. Unkelus, Ibn Ezra, says you shall respond to the question of the Kohen, what is this? The Zoyar, Parshas Vayishlach, somehow mentions, I don't know how that got into Parshas Vayishlach, but he says there it means testify. And the Ramban says it means to begin. And it's fascinating. You can learn that the Lil Seder, we do all four. We testify before Hashem. Is that testimony? I don't know, maybe you have to look into that. But we have mitchila. We start maschil bignus u'mesayim b'shvach. We have a haschola, and we respond. And we also we elaborate. You raise your voice. I don't know, is there a din of haramas kol by the Haggadah? Not necessarily. All right, but that's we have here machlekes in Rashi. At least we take away from this machlekes Rashi and Unkelus Vyanisa v'Amarta. Okay, next. Now we go further to Unkelus. V'sasiv you'll respond. V'semar kodam you'll say kodam. Hashem elokach. and you'll respond. Who are you? You're responding to the Kohen, but yet you're going to say, declare before Hashem. You're going to say, I guess the Kohen represents Hashem, or you're in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. You're going to respond to the Kohen's question, and now you're going to declare Kodem Hashem Elokah before Hashem, your God. Aramo'o Ba'ol La'abodo Yos Abba. Now, it doesn't say over here, who is the Aramo'o? Oh, I'm sorry. Kodem Hashem Elokah Lovon Aramo'o. Now, this is a critical Rashi. This is a critical Lovon. Lovon the man from Aram. Aramo'o. Ba'ol le'abodo Yos Abba. He wanted to destroy. He wanted. Now, the word. Now, you see over here Rashi. Right away, you see Rashi is attacking this interpretation. Rashi agrees that it's Lavan. Okay, Lavan, this is not your typical Targum Onkelis. Onkelis very, very rarely adds in words, adds in commentary. This is something more like a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. And he says he identifies who the Arami is, Lavan. Now we have to appreciate, if you learn the Haggadah Be'iyun, you learn that this pasuk really, it's not at all clear who the Arami is. Some say that the Arami who wanted to destroy was who? I lost the place over here. Some say the Arami who says an Arami wanted to destroy our father. Who is our father? Let's clarify. Who is our father? Our father is Yaakov, because Yaakov was the only one that had anything to do with Lavan. Okay, no one else had anything to do with Lavan, who we can call our father. But others say our father is not. Some say our father is not.
Well, then Eliezer also have to do.
Yeah, but that was not. But he didn't have direct dealings. That was Yitzchak. That was Yitzchak Avram. Okay, I hear what you're saying. There was a shliach. Okay, but I don't know. I don't remember all the perushim. But some say that Arami Ovid Ovid refers to Avraham. Someone tried to destroy Avraham. I guess that was Nimrod. Nimrod tried to destroy Avraham. Sodom, Melech Sodom. He went to the Muhammad. Yitzchak, Avimelech. Avimelech tried to destroy Yitzchak. So the other Mefarshim that learned that Arami Ovid Ovi does not refer to Lavan and Yaakov. It refers to Avraham and his adversaries, Yitzchak and his adversaries, not necessarily Lavan, like we are brainwashed in the Haggadah, Arami Ovid Ovi, it's Lavan. The one that says this is the Targum. And Rashi says ditto. Rashi says it's right. Rashi says, Arami Ovid Ovi, Lavan. Bikesh Lakares Akol. He was Bikesh. And Ba'ah, basically Rashi seems to say exactly what the Targum says. Ba'ah, the Targum adds in another word. It doesn't mean he mamish destroyed. Ba'ah. Ba'ah means he wanted to destroy. Rashi elaborates and says, why then did it say that he actually destroyed? Because by the Umay So'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mistarf Machshav Rolamayis, as if he actually did it. Okay, fine. So we have over here a very unusual Targum, Lovan Aramo, Ba'ol Abodo Yos Abba, Unechas Limitzrayim, and he went down to Egypt, Vidor Talmon, he dwelt there, Ba'am Ze'er, with a nation that's Ze'er. He went down there to go down there with a small nation. Okay, he went down, now he adds in an Am, Vayesham Shem Vayogasham, Bimsei Ma'ot. Targum adds in the word Ba'am, he was a nation already at that point in time. V'havet Haman La'am Rav, Takif, Mighty, and Visagi, Great. Now this is very...
Great or numerous.
Now this is very, very interesting, which he doesn't, I don't think he really talks about, is that the order appears to be backwards. I don't know Pshat. I don't know over here. It does not seem that he talks about this. Maybe he does.
Oh, you mean we usually say Varav?
You would assume that you'd assume the order is Otsum means Takif, means mighty. And then Vorov means Sagi. Oh no, I mean it isn't the word. I'm sorry. Oh no, La'am La'Goy Godol. Oh no, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. La'am Rav. No, I'm sorry. It's correct. It's the correct order. La'Goy Godol is La'am Rav. Otsum is Takif. This Sag Vorov and abundant. So what's the difference between the word Godol and Rav? What's the difference? Vayihisham Lagoy, a nation that's Godol. That's great. Great in what? What do you mean they're great? What does that mean they're great? And then it says Otsum, they're mighty. And then it says Vorov, they're numerous in number. So what's Godol? If Otsum means they're mighty and Rav means they're numerous, that's quality and quantity. Their quality, they are Otsum. Quantity, they are Rav. So what does it mean they're a goy that's godol? So the Targum says nothing. He just says la'am, a nation that's raf. Rashi, Vayer Mitzrayim doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say He doesn't say anything. Oh, this is, we left.
Advancements. The godol and technological advancements. The end of the pasuk points to Yaakov. How is there room to say Avraham or Yitzchak? They don't qualify the
rest
of the
pasuk. Where does it say Yaakov? Where does it say Yaakov anywhere here? Where?
What happens?
Where does it say Yaakov?
If I'm saying...
They went down to Mitzrayim? Yeah, but...
It said, by Mitzrayim, by Yogor Shom, and Yehi Shom, that's what happened to
Yaakov.
To Yisrael, in Egypt.
To Yaakov Avinu. Okay, but it doesn't take away from the fact that Yaakov's father and grandfather was Avram and Yitzchak, Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. So over here he says La'amra means Choshuv. He wants to say over here that what Av means, this is not that Amrav is, it means They have stature. People pay attention to you. When you talk, it makes a difference. In other words, people have respect. Respect. That's called God. That's very important. It's a very important translation because you have the word Am Godol all over Tanakh. What does it mean in Am Godol? I would also say Godol means they're large in number, quantity, like the stars of heaven, like the granules of sand. Godol, or you want to say Godol, they're geniuses, right? They know how to, they have, Israel has, all the startups are in Israel, all the brains are there. If that's what it means, but it says that, it says that they're Otsum and they're Rav. So what does it mean, Godol? So over here, I don't know where he's getting this from. He's telling me over here is La'am Choshuv. He seems to say, I don't know, you have to really study this. The word an Am Rav means respected. You don't have to be smart to be respected, and you don't have to be numerous to be respected. There are certain people who are just respected. They have a quality about them. There's a certain quality. Their IQ is not the top of the line, and they're not numerous. Klal Yisrael is not numerous. Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is a genius, yet there's a certain... The Shechina is resting upon Klal Yisrael, and that makes us into an Am, respected nation. Okay, Rabbi Lez, you want to say something? Okay. Now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Vayorei.
Sagi mean?
What?
What does Uncle's?
Sagi means sagi. Numerous in number. Sagi means number, quantity. Numerous
That's
in number. Sagi. Number.
That's a quantitative number.
Number.
That's
census.
So that's a quantitative number.
And what does it mean? What does it mean, Otsum? It means Takif. They're powerful people. They control the world. They control all of the commodities of this world. The Jews, don't never heard that before? The Jews control the world? They're in control.
I believe it.
They're takif. They're mighty. They're mighty, and they're mighty means in quality, and in sagi means in number. So what left is there? What more? What can you more? You're respected. You're respected.
This idea, technologically more advanced.
Okay, right. That's otsum. But what does it mean then, amrav? It means respected. Next pasuk. Pasuk vav vayoreu oisanu hamishrim. Lord vayor means they dealt evil. Lashon of ra. They behaved towards us with the midah of evil. Now, by the way, I'm just curious. If you go back to pasuk hey in the article, who claims that they translate everything according to Rashi? How do they translate pasuk 5?
Then you shall call out and say before Hashem your God, an Aramean tried to destroy my forefather.
He call out. That's not what it should say. According to their introduction, they should say, and you raise your voice. Art school, they're not true to their translation. They should translate, you shall raise. The word call out is vague. If they're trying to cover everyone, they're trying to have a translation that covers all four perushim. If you want to be true to Rashi, you should say, and you shall raise your voice. If you want to be true to the Unkelis, you shall respond. If you want to be true to the Ramban, you shall begin by saying the following. If you want to be true to the Zohar, you shall say, you shall testify. So you shall respond is a very vague, abstract translation which can be used for all four interpretations. But if you want to provide a translation that is true to Rashi, then you should say, you shall raise your voice.
I said call out. Maybe that's a raise your voice.
Okay. I have no time. I live on Oscar. I'm not complaining. Don't worry. Pasuk, I'm just joking around. I'm just joking around here. Pasuk, the Egyptians, vayareu. That's a very sophisticated usage of the word ra. The shorish is evil. And the word vayareu, very unique way to say, they behaved in their relations with us with evil. They were evil to us. Hamitshim vaye anunu, and they tortured us. Inui, they tortured us. Vayere os os hamitshim vaye anunu, and they tortured them. Vayere means they tortured them. THEM. So we're changing tenses. Us and them. What does that mean? It should say vaye anen osanu vaye anunu. Vayanu, that's what it means. It means that they tortured us. Vayanu oisanu. I'm not so sure that's what it means. That's how the grammatical form of the word vayanunu. How do they translate it in English? Vayanunu.
Us, and us. Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and placed hard work upon us.
Okay, I must be mistaken then. I don't know grammar. So he's saying the word vayanunu is basically a contraction of two words. Vayanu oisanu. They tortured us. That's what it seems like how they understand that word. Let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi in these psukim. The next Rashi is in Pasuk Test. Let's read all the psukim together. We cried out to Hashem. Hashem heard our voice. He saw our affliction. Yes, amoleinu, and we know in the Haggadah each one of these words is expounded upon. Our amoleinu, amoleinu is what? Amoleinu is it's tsar gidol banim, the amelus of tsar. What's the pshat? Amoleinu zu tsar gidol banim in the Haggadah. Why? Zu elu habanim. What does that mean? Amoleinu, our toil. The answer is very simple. It's extremely in this generation is extremely simple. When you're living in a generation where in the street and in the school, everything is one topic. To serve Hashem, chinuch habanim is easy as pie. Mark, did your parents have to toil to be mechanech you?
They just sent me to yeshiva. They
passed on the... They sent me to yeshiva. They sent to yeshiva. Most of our parents did not. They worked very hard, no question about it. They beat the living daylights out of us, but not to the degree that your children are raising your grandchildren. Your children, the amount of toil and effort and oversight that goes into raising children today is a lot more than the amount of oversight that our parents put into us. Because we live in a much more dangerous world. We live in a much more dangerous world, and the influences of society are extremely dangerous. So you really gotta watch your children's every step. Every step, what they're doing, and you have to be very talented is not to get too involved. From far you watch over them, make sure you give them their space to grow and develop, but you watch very, very carefully. Years ago, that was not necessary. What could the kid already do? What is he going to do already? What's going to happen to him already? Obviously, there were many people who didn't know there were a lot of problems. I'm not coming to make light of anything, but it's not, we all know it's not the same. When you're living in an environment where they're trying to snatch away your children, you have to work very, very hard to raise your children. Egypt, whatever we think of America and the 21st century, was infinitely worse. Egypt was called the Ervas Haaretz. The Ervas Haaretz, which means you're living mamish in the place of Tumah, the ultimate Tumah. You got to watch your kids every single second. And you know something that wears you out? That wears you out. Every second you worry this, that, watch this, that. That's why it's called Amoleinu Elu HaBonim. And I said, I always bothered, I never really understood what it meant. You read the Haggadah, it's Amoleinu Elu HaBonim. What? What does that mean, Elu HaBonim? Amoleinu? Now, I'll tell you the truth. I once went to a doctor. And there was a nurse. I don't see certain things, they stick in your head, even though they're insignificant things. And there was a, you know, African-American nurse. She was talking to me, I don't know, schmoozing with me. And she started telling me, she said to me, my mama told me, it's the easiest thing in the world to have a baby. You're talking about the African-American. It's the easiest thing in the world to have a baby. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, go ask Bernie Olam how easy it is to have a baby. That's what I was thinking when she said it to me. But to raise a child, to raise them, to be a good person, that's very hard. And I mean, it's exact. What does it mean to have Samoleinu? What, to have the baby? To have the baby is hard? Well, you hope not. Al derech hateva, you hope that it shouldn't be hard. But to raise the child is very hard. Why is it so hard? Send him to yeshiva. He has good friends. When you're living in Egypt and you're surrounded by the environment of what's going on in Egypt, it's taka very hard. It's not natural. It's not normal. It's not the way Hashem made the world, that a person should have to be a hawk to watch every little thing that's going on at a distance. Give the kids space. You need to be, have to have a PhD in psychology to know how to raise a child today. It's not a joke. That's called Amoleinu. It's hard work. And it's not supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be easy. And you're able to take all of your talent and your koichos and devote it to doing other things. Not to doing this. It wears you out. I see by everyone. They're mamish, they're worn out. Good parents, of course. Good parents. The people that are not worn out. Unfortunately, their children, you know, it's a different type of, a different product.
Everything is emet, and I think that's why the grandparents have to be more attentive with the grandchildren to help the parents.
That's right. It's not just money. It's
not money.
It's
more money than the grandparents.
Talking about raising the kids.
Involved.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, watching them. V'yes lachatzeni, you show an interest. The most important thing people need is attention. That's what people, they're thriving for attention today. To be heard, to show someone that you care, someone to talk to listen to someone. And people are just thirsty beyond belief. V'yes lachatzeni, this is not our topic, our shir. Lachatzeni means, lachatz means the doichak. What is in the doichak? They tortured us. Pshutu kemashmai. Go work. Bricks. Build pisam v'ramses. And if you don't have enough bricks, we'll kill you. Pasuk ches. This is all part of the Haggadah. We're not going to go dash on the Haggadah now. Uv oisai signs, uv moivsim and wonders. Let's see the targum very quickly on these pasukim over here. Pasuk vav the targum, starting with pasuk vav ve'av ishu lano mitzroei. Okay, the word vayorei loshen of ra, vav ishu. What does it mean vav ishu? I guess it means evil. I don't really have a good translation. Vav ishu, I guess it means evil. Okay, vav ishu lano. Osan, that means us. The word lano, that's an unusual word. No, that's the word for osanu. The translation of the word osanu means us. Okay. Mitzroei, the Egyptians. Ve'an, ve'ane, yuna. And they tortured us. Okay, Lashon of Inui, next. Vihavu alano pulchono kashya. And they put upon us work. Pulchono means work. Kashya, difficult. Difficult work. Pasuk Zayin. Vitzalino kodem Hashem. Lashon of to pray. Okay, vanitzak. Tiskabel tseloisoin uva usoin. Tseloisoin. What's tseloisoin? Prayer. We say Kaddish. Tiskabel. May you Hashem accept tseloisoin. Our prayers. Here's the word in Rashi. Vanitzak. We cried out in prayer. That is a perish. Vanitzak. We cried. Kodam Hashem Eloka. Da'avohosano. And here is the most beautiful thing over here. Vayishma. This is very powerful. Vayishma, the Targum says, doesn't just mean that Hashem listened. No, you can listen and you can say, have a nice day. It's like someone read you a shidduch. I'm listening. Does that mean I'm gonna say yeah? You're gonna say yes, right? So just because someone says something, I'm listening. That doesn't mean you're gonna accept. When Hashem listens, it means I accept. The word Shema by the Ribbono Shel Olam is a very powerful word. We also say Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It doesn't just mean, okay, I hear. I'll take a course in Brooklyn College about there's something called Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is one. But you know, it's not relevant for me. It's a concept. Think about it. Shema Yisrael. Listen, the Jewish people. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, and He is one. I'm listening. I hear what you have to say. Do I agree? Do I accept? I don't know. I'll think about it.
Never.
That's not what. That's not what Shema means. Shema means I accept. I accept. And by when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's very important talking about Yishma Hashem es Koleinu, because we often when we daven, and nothing happens. So what do we think? Well, what happened? We daven to Hashem, so we say, no, Hashem at least he listened. At least the experience of Hashem listening to us, that's worth it. Do you know how hard it is today to get someone to listen to you? If you want to vent, you want to say something, no one has time. No one has a second, no one has patience, no one has time to be heard. So it's a wonderful thing that you get to daven to Hashem and you're heard. But it doesn't mean Hashem's going to do whatever you want to do. But that alone is an experience people would pay thousands of dollars. When you go to a psychologist, what are you really paying for? You're paying that someone should listen to you. Everyone says that. You're basically paying that someone should listen to you. To listen. That's Shema. But by the way, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not just that Hashem listens. Hashem, He accepts. Vayishma Hashem es koleinu, ratar v'kabel, accept Hashem tziloisano, our prayer. He translates the word koleinu exactly the same way he translates the word vanitzak. which is fascinating. Fascinating, because that's not the way we translate it. Okay, that's not the way we translate it. Vanitzak is we pray to Hashem, and Hashem accepted our prayers. That's quite a translation. That's not a little translation. For the Targum, that's in the business of giving us a more little translation, he over here has said quite a mouthful. We pray to Hashem, and Hashem accepted our prayers. Same exact word. Vayares on Yenu, he goes further to say, Ugilei, it was revealed. Kodomohi, is that what it means, how you normally translate the word Vayar? Galei, revelation? That's not the way the Targum normally translates the word Re'ia. It's a whole new meaning in this pasuk. Every word you get, this one you get over and over. And you learn Rashi and you learn Targum. There's almost no word in the entire Chumash that is translated the same all the time. Every single time that we read a word, the word has to be translated based on the context of where it's said. And even though, you know, the word may appear 1,000 times in Tanakh, and they all have a common denominator, but the exact translation, the exact usage is never the same. Vayar means Hashem saw. I don't have in front of me the exact word for the word Re'iyah, but it's not Ugale. It's more like a Chazoin. Chazoin is to see. Chazoin. It's a different word for the word Vayar. And here, Targum says that in this context means it was revealed. It was revealed, which has a whole different connotation. You can see something, but just because you see something doesn't mean that it's revealed. A revelation, what's the word, an epiphany? Is that the right word, an epiphany? Is that the right word I'm referring to? An epiphany, you have this, a revelation. It's staring in front of you, bare, the information, but all of a sudden you have this awakening, this awareness, a revelation of what all of the information that you see really means. Hashem, of course Hashem saw that we were suffering, but now it was a revelation. It affected Hashem, what he saw. Ugalei kodemoi am lano. Now here he translates Amaleinu, he just translates it very simply, Amalana, Amaleinu, and Vileu Sano. No, it's Onyenu, he translates Amalana. Vies Amaleinu Vileu Sano, and Vies Lachatsenu Viduchkano. Now Duchkano is easy, because that's what we do in the Haggadah. Vies Lachatsenu Hadchak, Adchak. Amaleinu in the Haggadah we translate children. It's a drasha. And here the Targum says, V'lei usana. I know we're out of time. V'lei usana. So here on the bottom of the page, over here in the Sefer, the Ma'atzor, it says, the word V'lei usana means our yigia, v'nilu mitzrayim. When the pot v'nilu, they'll be weary. V'nilu mitzrayim, Egypt, they'll become tired, tiredness. So he says the word Amaleinu, not like what it says in the Haggadah. Amaleinu means Amelus. Elo Amaleinu. We like Amelus B'Torah. He translates the Targum word Amaleinu, we're tired. We're worn out. That's a different translation than what we're used to. And on Yenu, going backwards, on Yenu, he translates the word Amalana, which I think means... it means our toil. We're hard workers. So it's fascinating that the translation he's giving us over here is not the translation that we're used to hearing. He says, Vayar es onyenu, which we would think means our affliction. No, doesn't say that, according to the Targum. It means Hashem saw that we were very busy. We're very busy people. Amolein means amelus. Amelus means you just omel. You're preoccupied. And that's no good. Because when a person is preoccupied, you don't have time to think. You don't have time to think about Hashem. We all know that when you're so, so busy in life, you don't have time to do anything. I always say there are two types of modes. You're in response mode, or you're in creative mode. many times during the week, almost the whole week, what do you do the whole week? All you do the whole day, I just respond. I respond to a bill. I respond to a problem. I'm putting out fires the whole day. Putting up fire. Many people will tell you, what do you do the whole day? The whole day, I'm putting out fires. My wife calls me, I have to go do this. I get a call from the principal of the district, I gotta do this. I get a call from a friend, he needs help, I gotta go do this. So the whole day, you're just responding to issues. And then when you finally have some free time, you're so tired, you collapse. The goal is that when you have some free time, oh, now I can go and I can do something creative. I want to write a book. I want to write a sefer. I want to learn a mesachta. I want to do something for myself. Creative mode. Most people in their life, they don't have time to do anything creative because they're busy the whole day just responding, you're in response mode. That's amelus. Amelus means to be in response mode. Okay, and then there is this, then it says that's on yenu, response mode. The es amaleinu, we're tired. After you finish responding to all the emergencies, you come home to learn yichavrusa, and you fall asleep. You're just worn out. And then comes lachatzen zuatchak. Okay, and the last part, we're going to start with this part. The afkana Hashem mitzvah biyot hakifa, uvidroa mirama, miramam, an exalted hand, uvichez vana rabba. That means the more gadol Hashem, this is an incredible Targum movie. This is not the way we translate it. We normally, more means with terror. That's the way we translate the word of more in the Haggadah. Targum disagrees. He says, Uvimor means Hashem revealed to us things. Ro'osh shifcha shemayam ha-sheloi ro'ho yecheskel ben buzi. The word moira does not mean afraid, pachad, in the understanding of the Targum. It means v'chezvona rabba, revelations. Hashem revealed himself to us when he took us out of Egypt. Uve'osin, signs of moves and wonders. A lot of chidushim over here in this Targum. All right, we have to stop over here. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining me. Mir Shem, see you tomorrow, 9:30. The last time I came on time, I can't even remember. Try tomorrow. It's a new day. You never know. Have a nice day. Be well, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay. Rabbi Levine?
Yes.
Rabbi Levine?
Yep.
I'd like to... Yes, you said this Vayar is a revelation.
Gale.
Hashem is having a revelation.
Correct.
Which sounds a little... But I'd like to suggest that this Vayar only happens after Vanitzak. This is one of the... that we have like 10 or 13 expressions of
praise.
And that's Vanitzak. And without Vanitzak, this Vayar, the Vayar won't happen without the Nitzak. Okay. Something wrong with my reception.
That
good
is
night,
correct. Correct.
Mayor, have a good night.
All right. Mayor, are you able to hear me? Is everyone able to hear me? You able to hear me? Rabbi Leiz, you able to hear me?
Yes, okay. I heard you, but there's a little bit of... and I don't know if it was maybe me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always you.
It's always you.
Leave it to Mayor to say that. All right, have a good day. Be well.
Okay, learn well.